Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So once you turn middle age, I don't know if any of you guys are at the middle age mark yet. When you're at the middle age mark, you kind of start to realize you're not young anymore. And when you're young, there's always kind of like this this air of, well, nothing's going to happen to me. That just happens to old folk, right? You know, the old people, the boomers, they're going to have all the issues. I'm still young. And in my mind, I'm still 16. I mean, I still think a fart is funny. I always will. I think Ren and Stimpy are funny. I think South Park's funny. So I still have the mentality of the average 16-year-old, who, are, by the way, are pretty smart. So I just think things are funny. But when you do get to be middle age, that's when you start to realize that, wait a second, you know, all that lump could be something. Or, you know, you could have the same fate as your family members. And so I come from a family that is just ridden with diabetes and high cholesterol and cancer and heart disease. And I don't know, they have everything. Anything you can even think of, they probably have. And so when it's your time to start to face those sorts of health issues, it's not very easy. So yesterday I had to go through a endometrial biopsy. We have to make sure I don't have endometrial cancer. I'm not overly worried. I've had other cancer scares, like when I thought I had breast cancer. That was the longest 2 weeks of my life. But I am in this position right now where I am a little nervous about it, and I really hope I don't have endometrial cancer. One reason, because, you know, endometrial cancer is one of those things that is kind of, you know, can sneak up on you, not let you know what's going on, and, you know, until it's bad. And then the other reason why is, well, it's, you know, in my lily. I mean, you know, it's not like I could just show you my elbow and go, see, how's this cancer doing? Somebody's got to be, like, up in there all the time. And that's not really fun. You know, like my neighbor. I could go to my neighbor and say, look, you know, I have this little precancer skin thing. How does it look? You know, and I could raise my arm, whatever. He could look at it for me. I can't ask my neighbor to check my uterus lining. So it makes me a little nervous. You know, I don't like the types of cancers or medical conditions where you have to have somebody else's eyes on it all the time. But you know, we don't know. You know, right now everybody's being all positive. I get the results back in a few days. But, you know, what do you do? You know, when I had a breast biopsy and we thought I had breast cancer, and mind you, breast cancer runs in the family too, so I got to be prepared for that. You know, when you're waiting for those results, what do you do? Now, I've had patients call in to the telemedicine company I work for, and they're like, I'm nervous, I'm just twiddling my thumbs. And so here's some advice, because this is what I'm doing. Okay, number one is, don't stay home. I mean, you know, some friends, they were going out. The Smokey Joe's Cafe was in town doing their musical theater. So I'm like, yeah, let's go and, you know, let's sing and, you know, 'cause I'm a woman. Anyway, so you're just, you know, singing and stuff. Got my mind off of things. Next is, let's say, you know, you could think of the positive. You could be like, all right, I'm just going to positive think. There's nothing wrong. I'm going to positive think it through. But I like doing the opposite. I go, okay, just mentally prepare. So what? What if you do have something that you got to knock out of the ballpark? All right, what are you going to do? Well, first, you know, I might want to, you know, get this set up. I might want to get this set up. I might want, you know, and so for me, I'm the opposite. I like to, in my mind, just be prepared that, okay, well, if I am going to get bad news, what do I do? You know, so, you know, I'm going to, you know, let's say I'll, you know, maybe feed the dogs a little extra. You know, I'll, you know, maybe we're thinking about adopting another animal. Maybe I'll hold off on that. Maybe I'll start, you know, investing a little bit more into that kid's future rather than my retirement fund. And I know that sounds a little depressing, but the thing is when you're working on that, it gets your mind off things. Then hopefully I get the biopsy result next week and they go, okay, you know, you're all clear. But this is what worries me. The reason why I've been a little bit worried is because I had to say goodbye to T-Man yesterday. Now, T-Man is my IUD. And I know I shouldn't, you never name them. Never name your IUD. Because when your IUD is gone, you know, you start to miss them. And, like, I thought T-Man was holding the fort. Now, I didn't realize T-Man did not like his living conditions. He thought they were slum. And he really did not like living in my uterus and begged to leave. And so we removed him yesterday. We said goodbye to T-Man. But that's one of those things where I'm like, you know, is everybody trying to jump ship? You know, is my body looking, are things in my body looking at me like I'm the Titanic? And so did T-Man go, you know what, I am getting the hell out of here. And so I do kind of worry because I don't want to be alone. So that brings me to the next point. If at all you think that, you know, gosh, what do I do? How do I keep myself busy? Don't be alone. Be around other people. Let them talk to you. And the funny thing is, you know, now that I'm, you know, middle-aged, almost everybody I know has dealt with some sort of something. And they knocked it out of the ballpark. You know, I met a firefighter who has been battling lymphoma. And it's treated. He's in remission. And he said the biggest problem with that is it can always come back. You know, and I don't like that. And I go, well, of course not. We want to know that when we have a medical issue, we just knock it out of the ballpark. It's done. We're good. But the thing is on the flip side, none of us are free and clear. None of us are good. And so for those of us that did have a prostate issue or a breast issue or a gynecological issue or a skin issue, as long as you're keeping up with your doctor visits, you are being watched like a hawk. And so, you know, there's that silver lining. You know, when life gives you lemon, make lemonade. You know, I never want to be the person, you know, the ignorance is bliss, where you're just walking around and then all of a sudden somebody goes, whoa, you got 6 months to live. Okay, that or 6 weeks, that I don't want. Because I saw that happen to my family members. They fainted, something happened, and all of a sudden they were told they were dying. No. See, that's not what I want. What I want is, all right, you got an issue, we got to deal with it. We got an issue, we got to deal with it. And then when everybody's exhausted and jumping ship, then I know, okay, all right, well, that's, you know, why don't you go to Hawaii and just kind of hang out by the beach. So I'll let you guys know, but honestly, you know, we're all in this together. We all kind of, you know, have to go through the waiting period. Keep yourself busy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Love to hear them. 1-877-DOCDALY or 1-877-362-3254. So when one of you asked about the Afghanistan medical conditions that might be coming to respective states as many of the evacuees have been coming to America, even though there's supposed to be a screening process being done, Virginia health officials, Wisconsin health officials have seen cases of measles. So obviously, when Nevada gets evacuees and any states get evacuees, I think all the doctors need to be prepped and, you know, be prepared for what we should be on the lookout. There's a lot of doctors that have never seen a case of leishmaniasis. They've never seen mumps because of our vaccine rollout, and these doctors might be younger. So when people have never seen a case, they might misdiagnose or overlook it. So the CDC did give doctors guidance on Afghanistan evacuees. We don't have any guidance on the Haitian migrants. And Haitian migrants, some of their medical issues are a little different. And so I wrote a quick little piece for medical providers just to kind of, you know, be on the lookout for a couple things that Haitian migrants may have. One of the reasons why I think the CDC doesn't have a lot on there is because I don't think the CDC was expecting that Haitian migrants were going to be coming by the thousands to the United States. And so I'm sure they're going to update their guidance. And even though Jen Psaki said they're not going to stay here, Alejandro Mayorkas had said, you know, in a CNN interview with Wolf Blitzer, no, they are, you know, many are being released into the United States. He couldn't give an exact number, but some reports measure it at about maybe 5,000. There might be more. The thing with migrants and immigrants is, you know, we might be able to count the specific ones that are coming through the line, but in terms of people that are coming over, I mean, Border Patrol is overwhelmed. You know, what do they do if they're like, you know what, we just don't have time to count them? Are they going to say, hey, guys, I just want to let you know 10 snuck in. I don't know if they're going to have the time. I don't know if they have the manpower. I don't know if they see everything that's happening. So, you know, as medical professionals, it's our job to know who our patients are so we can prepare. And what we're being told is a lot of pregnant Haitian migrants are being released in America rather than being forced to go back to Haiti, which, by the way, they weren't really living in. Now, these people didn't come from Haiti per se immediately. Many people left Haiti in 2010. A lot of them relocated to Chile. And then when they had heard that Biden was reversing Trump border policies, many of them started to make the trek up. And so Haitian migrants, they sending them back to Haiti when that hasn't been their home for over a decade doesn't really seem that practical. So U.S. officials are being told are using color-coded tickets to grant Haitian migrants entry into the U.S. and are releasing many of the migrants at a gas station near the border that is used as a Greyhound bus stop. We're being told by Daily Mail that migrants with blue or yellow tickets signifying family and pregnant women, respectively, are being released. Single men with red passes and single women with green ones get deported. So you could just bet your butt right now that there's some underground market for these cards and these color-coded cards. So meanwhile, the Stripes gas station in Del Rio, Texas, has become a major point of releasing those with the blue and yellow tickets. And the business is used as a Greyhound stop for onward travel. They say large government contracted buses drop off families twice a day at the gas station. It's a busy commercial road in the middle of town. And so many migrants aren't necessarily sure of what their ticket means, but it's just one of the clusters that's going on and the lack of management that we currently have at the border. And I worry that, you know, you're separating a pregnant woman from her husband or her partner. And if the pregnant woman doesn't know where to go and she's not getting medical help, doctors in these areas, medical providers need to prepare for pregnant women that, you know, are going to need some immediate care. They're going to need some prenatal care. You got kids. You have families. And what sort of medical conditions do Haitians have? Well, we spoke about, let me get a little list here. With Afghanistan, the CDC said they were aware of tuberculosis, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, varicella, mumps, measles, and multiple conditions that Afghanistan evacuees could have. With Haitian migrants, we don't really have a lot of data. There were a couple studies I found that looked at what Haitian migrants suffer from as they have relocated to Chile. In Scientific Reports, there was a study entitled Infectious and Non-Infectious Disease Burden Among Haitian Immigrants in Chile, a cross-sectional study. And they found that many Haitians have high blood pressure. A good percentage of them at a younger age have high blood pressure. So patients are going to come to America, and you have a 30-year-old man, and I don't know, somebody's doing kind of a halfway blood pressure check, or it's just a little high. You need to realize that Haitians, maybe as a whole, might need earlier intervention with high blood pressure than others. In terms of communicable diseases, they say that there's a disproportionately higher prevalence of HIV and hepatitis B infection. They also found that many Haitian migrants have anxiety and depression. So they recommend that there is, we treat the high blood pressure, we vaccinate for hepatitis B, we are aware of HIV status, possibly intervention, retrovirals, treatment for that, and then, of course, mental health care for them. In another report entitled Health and Haitian Migrants to the Dominican Republic, they studied health and Haitian migrants to the Dominican Republic, and they said that they found a high rate of chronic infectious conditions, including HIV/AIDS, undernutrition, waterborne disease, anxiety, and depression. So, you know, the CDC did alert doctors. It was on their website. It wasn't necessarily something that I think all doctors got in an email. But clinicians need to also be prepared that if somebody is, let's say, from Haitian descent. Now, a lot of people don't want to necessarily say they were a migrant. They're not going to. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed some of the pictures at the border. People are trying to preserve their privacy because they want to come to America. They want to work. They don't want people thinking that they, you know, had to trek by foot, you know, coming up or bus or whatever. So just kind of realize that, you know, even though we are this melting pot and we have all sorts of, people from all over the world, and that's what makes America so great, when you do start to get thousands of people come into your neck of the woods, it does change the public health. Now, we don't necessarily have to call it a public health crisis if they come in. The pregnant women get taken care of, you know, somebody with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis that gets identified, it doesn't spread. But if hepatitis B, if HIV, if malaria, if tuberculosis, because there is a mosquito issue going on in New York City, if any of these migrants do have infectious disease, it does then become a public health crisis for the communities to which they're relocating. So this is something that I hope public officials are bracing for. It was nice that the CDC had some guidance on the Afghanistan evacuees, saying, guys, be on the lookout for this. But I don't think a lot of people know who's coming to their neck of the woods. It's been kind of quiet. I heard that maybe in Nevada they're getting 150 Afghanistan evacuees. You know, that doesn't make sense when there's 124,000 people coming. You'd think we'd be getting more. And also a lot of the numbers are an underestimation. But we do need the government to be very transparent. And we do need to prep for which communities they are coming to. Because if everything that we have been dealing with this whole year and a half has been public health and curbing the spread and trying to flatten a curve and, you know, all these mandates for COVID and masks and all that, if we are going to be bringing in, and the CDC has been very vocal about how there's infectious disease that comes from other countries, then we should have that same sort of passion for any of these other infectious diseases that are coming. I am for immigrants coming to America because my father was an immigrant. I'm for a legal process that's choreographed, that's managed properly, that where people get their medical screen, medical care, appropriate quarantines, are able to resettle, but not the chaos that's happening now. And you can't have the chaos that's happening at the border and this promise of, okay, yeah, you know, we're not going to keep anybody, and then they just quietly keep them without notifying public officials and notifying physicians of what to be prepared for. That's going against every sort of public health policy narrative that I know of. So I understand that it might not be a very popular headline saying, yes, we're taking in a bunch of people coming from the border, but you better let us doctors know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week and counting. The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
They want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input. They'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies because of COVID. It's a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. We are USA Radio News. The vice president is getting praise from outside the United States. Wendy King reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official of Indian heritage to welcome the prime minister. Modi hailed the election of Harris as an important and historic event, describing her as the source of inspiration for so many people across the world. He praised the United States for taking very important initiatives on COVID-19 and climate change. Harris responded by hailing India's commitment to democracy, as she declared that democracies around the world are under threat, and the United States and its allies must work to defend them. Harris also noted that India was a vital source of vaccines for other countries at the start of the pandemic, while the United States in turn provided support to India as it experienced a surge in cases. Earlier, she met with Ghana's president and promised the U.S. will send an additional 1.3 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to the country.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, well, we might have another hurricane coming. We have it's called Hurricane Sam, and it is expected to resume intensifying in the Central Atlantic Ocean, according to weather.com, and they say it will become a major hurricane. It is uncertain where exactly it's going to go and whether it's going to strike the Leeward Islands next week. It became the seventh hurricane of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. This was just within 24 hours after being identified as Tropical Depression 18. They say this upgrade from the National Hurricane Center was based on infrared satellite imagery showing a compact inner core of thunderstorms and microwave satellite imagery taken just before Eastern time showing a little bitty incipient eye. That blows my mind that they have the technology they could do. And I'm looking right now, and it has that little baby eye of a hurricane. It's crazy stuff. You know, I don't remember a lot of my physics and my math and my weather classes that I took in college, but I understand why people are fascinated with meteorology and fascinated by this stuff, because it's so, just the forces. It's horrifying to see what these do, you know, and how they strengthen. But the science behind it is fascinating. Now, they say Sam is about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. But, you know, sadly, as it starts to, you know, take that path, then we will get a little better idea of whether, you know, who's going to get hit. They say it could generate high surf rip currents along the East Coast more than a week from now, even if it stays offshore. They said Hurricane Larry did earlier this month, despite passing east of Bermuda. So right now, it's way too soon to completely rule it out. We do hope it's going to curl north and then totally bypass us. That's what they're hoping. We don't believe it's going to change direction. But it's one of those things where they just want us to kind of keep an eye on it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this made headlines. A Canadian man punched and knocked a nurse to the ground after she administered a COVID-19 vaccine to his wife without his permission. I got to tell you, it is getting very, very strange. All sides are taking this way too obsessively. On Monday in Sherbrooke, a city in southern Quebec, a man walked into a pharmacy and accused the nurse of vaccinating his wife. Sherbrooke police spokesman Martin Carrier told USA Today the man was extremely irate. He asked the nurse why she vaccinated his wife without approval, without his consent, and then started punching her in the face multiple times. The nurse couldn't even speak up for herself and even say whether there was her or not, and he started punching her. After attacking the nurse, the man quickly ran out of the pharmacy. The police are still currently searching for the suspect. They do not have a photo or name. He said the suspect was described as a 30 to 45-year-old man with short brown hair, two small ear piercings, and a tattoo on his hand of a cross. The nurse was quickly taken to a hospital, treated for facial injuries. Canadian law does not require spouse's permission to get vaccinated, so I'm not exactly sure what the heck, you know, that was about. We're not sure if it might have had to do with the patient didn't give consent, but the issue with that is if the patient didn't give consent, then the patient wouldn't have gotten the shot, or then the patient wouldn't have known. Like, if somebody really was trying to sneak a shot into them, then the patient wouldn't have known that they got the COVID shot. I mean, unless that's something that some countries are doing, I doubt that's what's going on. But, you know, we always have to kind of look at all possibilities where, you know what, we're going to give you the shot. You know, came in for flu shot. We gave this to you as well. Here's the paperwork. Oops. Oh, you didn't want it? Oh, well, at least you're vaccinated. I mean, I doubt that happened. But this man was pretty irate, and obviously he has to go to jail. As of September 11th, they said 68.72% of Canada's population has been fully vaccinated. There have been multiple anti-vaccine and mass protests that have lingered in Quebec. Quebec's National Assembly unanimously passed a new bill that prohibits anti-vaccine protesters from demonstrating near schools, daycares, hospitals, as well as COVID-19 testing and vaccine sites. According to Public Safety Minister Genevieve Gibault, said we must protect Quebecers. We still do so today. Thank you to the oppositions for their collaboration. So you know, I'm my problem with this whole COVID approach has been the extremes. And when you see the protests, when you see what's going on in Australia, when you see what's going on in America, when you see in Canada, this is something that is something I've never seen. I've never seen the world have to do. And mind you, COVID is a bad virus. It's a bad cat. I get that. But we ain't seen nothing yet. There's worse out there. And so when you see what the world is doing and how they're turning on each other and all the, you know, the resources and the discrimination and the, you know, we'll talk about how BLM in New York is wanting to fight the vaccine mandates as they are forms of racism, something that we had called weeks ago going, you're gonna have issues where people will be in a position where they're going to be discriminating against African Americans. So this is not supposed to be where America goes from a public health standpoint. If you want a successful public health policy, then you can't trample on people's rights. You can't discriminate against them. And you can't force certain things. Now, I don't know what happened to this woman in Canada. My guess is maybe she decided to get the shot, went home, husband was irate. She was scared of her husband because of domestic abuse and said, look, it wasn't me. I didn't know I was going to get it. The pharmacist made me get it. And then he went and attacked the pharmacist. So we don't know exactly what happened. Either way, this guy has to go to jail. But people don't want to be force. They don't want this forced on them. And I understand. I understand both sides. I understand all sides. I like to be balanced. I get it. We don't want the hospitals overwhelmed with people that could have taken care of themselves. But on the flip side, these are not 100% safe. And if somebody asks me and challenges me, and they go, why would you ask me to take something that has the potential to hurt myself? You know, I said, look, I'm here to give you, you know, the best information that I have, and the information I have is the risks of the vaccine exist, but they are less than the risks of getting COVID for some. Some people, when they get COVID, nothing seems to happen. But we also don't know much about COVID. We don't know if COVID causes cancer. We don't know if COVID will sit in the brain and come back a year from now and decide to reinfect the lungs. We don't know enough about it. When people say we don't know enough about the vaccine, they're not wrong. We think we know enough. I mean, there's been science from the 90s used in our vaccine, but I get it's a new vaccine. But what we really have to do is stop this sort of obsession we have. People have gotten obsessed, vaccine or not vaccinated. I mean, it's about immunity. Are you immune or are you infected? That's really what we care about. Sometimes you just need to kind of take everything. You need to kind of filter out all the BS. When somebody is coming to your sports venue, what is it that you want to know? You want to know if they're actively spreading the virus. So then test them. A negative COVID test. But asking if they're vaccinated or not when vaccinated people can spread the virus doesn't make sense. I get that people might want to test for COVID. You got to realize that people who test positive might stay positive for a while, just like with marijuana. But if what you're really worried about is the spread, then test people for COVID or look for natural immunity. But asking somebody they're vaccinated or not with all the fake cards out there, you tell me you're vaccinated, that means nothing to me. I have no idea if you're lying or not. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Moderna CEO is predicting that COVID pandemic will end within a year. I love these predictions. Everybody's been predicting stuff with COVID. Oh, it's going to be gone by the summer. The heat's going to kill it. I thought originally when all this was going down last February 2020, I'm like, well, the other SARS ended by last case was May. By July, the pandemic was over. So, yeah, maybe this will be over by the summer. Maybe the end of the summer. Nope. We were all pulling stuff out of our retroperitoneum because we just didn't know that we were dealing with something that could have been leaked from a lab or could have been tinkered with. We don't know. So, you know, when people say, oh, yeah, by the fall of 2021 we'll be good, well, then we have the Delta variant. Now, ideally, okay, if everybody is quote-unquote doing what they're supposed to, shall we say, not that I agree with being told what to do, but if we did, let's say, reach herd immunity, avoided people who were sick, covered up our sneezing and coughing so we didn't spray it on each other, we could really limit COVID in this country. But that's the key word, in this country. There are hundreds of countries out there that haven't even seen one drop of a vaccine. And the variants are going through there or even being brewed there. And America does not have closed borders. We are leaking like a faucet. And so we have no control of variants coming in. And mind you, I mean, we're America. We need to be able to be a part of the global scene. We need to be able to travel to Europe, Asia, Australia, South America. That's kind of what we still want to live. We still want to work. But sadly, if we could be as vaccinated as we want to be, if these variants keep coming and we still don't know exactly where the original came or the variants could be coming, I mean, if there is sort of any conspiracy theories out there that were immediately poo-pooed and now starting to be entertained, I mean, somebody could still be releasing things. You know, you don't know. Here we are 2 years later still wondering what the heck happened and still going after, I don't know, the fish market. The fish market, please. Well, chief executive of Moderna said he thinks the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic could be over within a year as vaccine production ramps up and doses are delivered around the globe. Now, lower-income nations are still waiting for inoculations. But the pharmaceutical company's CEO, Stephanie Bancel, told the Swiss newspaper Neue Zürcher Zeitung that he believed there would soon be enough vaccines to give everyone on this earth, and likening a future with the virus to that of flu season, meaning so each year people would get a COVID vaccine and then hopefully keep COVID at bay. He said, we will end up in a situation similar to that of the flu. You can either get vaccinated and have a good winter, or you don't do it and risk getting sick and possibly ending up in the hospital. He continued, if you look at the industry-wide expansion of production capabilities over the past 6 months, enough doses should be available by the middle of next year so that everyone on this earth can be vaccinated. Bancel added that those who choose not to get vaccinated will be immunized naturally, as they will likely get the highly transmissible Delta strain of the virus. So somebody's talking about natural immunity. The Delta variant, as you know, has been what has been the primary driving force of the latest cases. And what is interesting about it, and I don't know if it's a blessing in disguise, but many of these Mu and Lambda variants that are supposed to be pretty scary, they are being displaced by Delta and possibly not being allowed to propagate and become such a force because Delta is competing. So if Delta does eventually die off and it doesn't give these other, you know, variants a chance, that could be very good for us. Because, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, if you've ever seen movies get nominated for Oscars, and you're like, wait a second, there was a really good movie that was released that same year, but it's all the timing. So you can have a good movie, but if another movie supersedes it and gets all the sales, then by the time 3-4 weeks are out, many people don't flock to that movie. It might be a good movie, but people might not see it. So that's why you never want to compete with a Star Wars. You never want to compete with a, I don't know, a Matrix or one of these sequels that, or a Marvel movie, because those would always just take the scene. And that's kind of what's happening. These other variants are around, and unless they're allowed to take hold of populations, it's very difficult to be double infected with two different strains of COVID. It's happened. We do have some case studies of people having two different strains of COVID, but it's rare. Because COVID is very domineering. That's why we've had such low cases of flu. COVID, when it takes over a cell, flu has nothing to bite onto. So hospitalizations are slowly starting to go down. Cases are slowly starting to come around the curve. We still have thousands of cases being reported in India, UK, Russia each day. Mexico, Philippines, Thailand, Romania, Vietnam. So, you know, our approach to this, you know, is not one of, you know, being lackadaisical and saying, okay, well, you know, just let it be and let it run its course. I do like the idea that we're vaccinating, but thinking that we're going to be done in a year, it'll really depend on if these variants get to take hold. How do you stop a variant from taking hold? Well, one is have the variant do what they're doing while another stronger variant is going on, like what's happening in America. B, vaccinate, obviously. Make a vaccine that actually attacks some of the mutations that these variants have. These N501Y mutations. If our vaccines don't have that as the spike protein, then why aren't we developing new vaccines that do? You know, the problem we're having right now is we have all these vaccines, and even the Moderna CEO says everybody's going to get these vaccines. They're producing and mass producing what they originally made. They invented a wheel. Cost a lot of money to reinvent the wheel. We were promised that they could fine tweak these for the variants. And so when we heard that we were going to get a booster, we were like, oh, okay, well then the booster is going to be one that's fine tuned. No. It's the same one we got in December and January. So they do provide protection. Johnson & Johnson is now saying two shots of their shots provide 96% protection against the variants. Some of you were like, wait a second. I thought, you know, they said two shots don't work. Well, that was for wild type. They're now saying for variants it does provide protection because they have studies on that. So these are of the original recipes. And it almost seems like it's easier for these companies to mass produce the original recipe than to fine-tune them. My problem is these mutations are just so ubiquitous. They're the same mutations. So maybe, you know, just take a month or two to revamp it, but I get it. We're going to talk about that. The problem is then it's a whole new regulatory process. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Yes. the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.